Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Everybody, welcome to Spanish Aquí Presents. The whole crew is in the house. We got Carlos, Raisa, Oscar, Tony. Raisa's drinking water. I am tan. I got some sun. Oscar is doing it. And Tony is in a different background. All right. Now that we're caught up, let's get to it.
I just want to say it was a protein shake. Not water, but I also have water, so you get half.
Okay, you get too many liquids, and that's why you always have to go to the bathroom.
Listeners
have been listening to previous episodes, that's what we call a callback.
Yes.
Maybe. So I don't know. I don't know. Thank the order.
So I've been talking about my pee so much, I feel, lately.
Sure. This is a series, summer series for Raisa.
Yeah.
And so we're right in the middle of it. Hey, guys, you guys want to jump in?
I have to pee, but I'm going to hold it for this. Ooh, okay. Bika.
Thank you so much.
So we're not going overtime, okay, honey? Okay. Bunnies? Right. My bladder's on a TikTok.
Yeah. I just started taking pills for it, which is interesting because I was always so against that. Yeah.
How do they work?
For water weight?
No, not water weight. Nothing like that. It's not like for like weight loss or anything. It's
diuretic?
Just like, no, it's because I pee so much. It's supposed to help me not pee that much.
How does it work?
The opposite, you know, of peeing.
Right. Yeah, because I pee a lot. So like I'm trying to pee less.
How does it work? Yes. What does it do?
I don't know if it's working, honestly, because I just feel like I still pee a lot. Okay. But I think I should start counting. I'm going to give it a couple, like another week, and then I'm going to start counting and see.
Like, how much would you say is a lot?
Yeah, how much?
Oh my God. I'm like, I just made this again about my urine. sometimes like a nice day is 15 times a day, maybe.
A nice day? And what exactly is a nice day?
A nice, simple day.
You mean
day
on a good day?
Like that's a minimum? 15 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
But also it depends how much you're drinking. Well, are you actually, right? Because you exercise a lot. You need to hydrate for that.
I do.
Right? There's some, it's within reason, I think.
Yeah, but
is
not.
Is that normal?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. It's not. Oh. So like, yeah. So like, but I'm the kind of person that I'm always like, fuck, like if I go to like a party or like somebody's house, I'm like, coño, like. They've probably seen me go into the bathroom like 30 times and they think I'm doing like crack in here or something or like I always have my period, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying, but like I get self-conscious about it. So I was like, okay, I need to like, cause I think like I noticed it more since like more things have been like at people's homes and like, you know, like recently.
You don't think about it when you're at home.
Well, not in my home. No, I'm just like, it's my bath. Like, I don't know, whatever.
But is it a full on pee? Like 15 times, like a full on. It's not like a couple squirts.
No,
and then it goes
sometimes it's like a little baby pee.
So it is just the urge is really what gets you to go, not the amount.
Yeah, like here's the thing. Like I have a condition. It's called spasmatic urination.
I didn't know that. We didn't know that.
Clinical.
We just found this out.
This is new information.
I remember you talking about this on our road trip.
Yeah, I did. I talked. Yeah. And that trip, I tried so hard not to drink a lot because it was also the evening and where we were driving, I wasn't sure what rest stops would be
open.
So like, I don't know if you remember, but I peed at your, like we met at Carlitos and I peed before I left. I was doing a writing room. Remember that week? I was doing a writing room and you guys waited for me because I got out like at 5 or 6 or something. And then somebody else had something anyways. We met at Carlitos. I peed before I left to go to Carlitos. And then I peed when I got to his house. I peed a second time while we were still. And then I peed one more time before we left. I peed 3 times while we were packed, putting the stuff in your car and just like chit-chatting and waiting for everybody to get like, so yeah.
I thought you peed. Oh, chit-chatting.
Yeah. It's also hard because you don't know, like, okay, like, okay, for example, but you have to understand, like, imagine sitting, he's gone. But imagine, like, that's why, like, sometimes I don't like going to the movies because I have to, like, get up and walk across people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You can only sit in the aisle.
I always get an aisle seat when I get an airplane. That's my, and it's not for any other reason, but because I get up to pee so much. Like, sure. I just flew to Miami and I peed 5 times. I literally peed once every hour and I was asleep for 3 of those hours.
Actually, this brings us into our pee guy thing.
I'm sorry.
I've got to say, right? This is just straight
for
up.
For those of you still listening, we're...
Hey, you guys asked. You asked. I'm like, I can talk about...
We sure did. We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out who's into this kind of, you know,
an episode. Go ahead.
What's our water sports people.
I'm gonna get so roasted. Oh well.
Well, Arpika, I'll take this one. I think it's been a minute since I drove this train. I wanted to know. I wanted all of us to be here for this one. Okay. I want to know what strange habits you all have. I mean...
How would you define strange habits?
That's a good clarification. Yeah. Habits that you are pretty much convinced no one else does.
Right.
Or
that when you say it, people go, you do?
Like, yeah. I think I have one. I think I've mentioned it before, but it's gotten even more intense since the last time I brought this one up.
Not the furry stuff.
Oh my God.
Not the furry
that's
stuff.
That's not a strange habit. It's a sexual habit.
Okay, my God. It's a lifestyle, okay?
It's a lifestyle, okay?
I support everyone to be, you know, super sex positive, but it's not my thing. I am furry, but I'm not a furry.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh my God. Okay. So in the pandy times, I was trying to trying to take care of myself, eating healthy, mentally healthy, because we didn't know how long we'd be in the panty times.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what I'm talking
Every
about.
Every time you say that, I feel like you're talking about panties.
Me
like,
too. Well, panties. I think about a tanguita.
The panty time. It's panty time, baby.
Panty times, baby. And part of that was like developing good sleep habits. So I would try to go to bed around the same time and I would turn my phone on airplane mode and not turn it back on. Like have the Rise's eyes are so big right now. Like,
I literally can't.
This is, I feel like I'm the only one out of the 4 of us that could possibly do this. Put my phone on airplane mode to sleep. And I would not turn the phone back on until I was out of my bedroom, had started making coffee and Rise, your face is like, you cannot
my eyes
do this.
Are so big.
And I have continued doing that out of this pandemic. And I swear to God, it is so good for my brain.
It's a game changer.
It sounds so healthy, but...
What's wrong, Reza? Counterpoint.
I mean, no, I just... I'm just like, because I have so much going on the East Coast, like Miami, West, I'm just kind of like... I said here because I'm in Miami recording. So, yes. Sure. I didn't mention that, but yes, currently. I'm just always like, I wake up and like, I always have messages from people. And then like, I just feel like I constantly, like all my work, everything, side hustle, everything is just like, I need to like wake up and immediately like check it because I wake up with so many notifications that I had to start putting my phone on not like it won't vibrate when I get a notification. Cause usually it's on vibrate on silent, but then you hear the trrr, trrr, trrr for every text.
Well, you got to do sound off and then put the little moon.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's my compromise. Okay. That way when I wake up, I just look to see if there's an emergency. And if there isn't, then I'll just go back. In the middle of the night, because I do, I am afraid to put her on airplane mode because for me, it's more of an emergency than a work
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Like someone's telling you that something bad has happened?
Yeah, somebody needs something. Sometimes people, you know, like if something happened.
My family counts on me a lot because since it's later in the East Coast, I'm the person that they call sometimes when it's like midnight over here, but it's like 3 in the morning or whatever. You know what I mean?
You ring her on at night? Like when you're in bed, you have your ringer on?
I have it on vibrate. In my, when I sleep in my apartment, like me by myself, yes. Well, maybe me, I mean, me and the cats, let's be real. I sleep with the cats. But I'm like, but at, when I sleep at my boyfriend's, I have it on silence so that it doesn't bother him. Cause I'm fine. I sleep through it, but it'll annoy him.
I guess part of me for like the my family's on the East Coast as well. And there's a part of me is like, well, if something bad happened, I wouldn't, what am I going to do about it in the middle of the night? But you do want to know, you want to be there and like call. Yeah. But I guess it also occurred to me if someone called me because they needed me, they wouldn't get through to me in the middle of the night.
I've had people call me like fucking drunk as fuck. Like, say I'm on the phone, like stay on the phone with me while I'm on the way. I'm on the Uber by myself or like that kind of shit. And like, not even just family, like friends. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and I just answer and I leave it on speaker or whatever. But I'm like, anyways, that's not a strange habit. So back to Pika. I don't. What's strange? I can't. I don't know. I mean, I've said this before. I can't stand cabinets or drawers like open. Like, you have to shut everything. Like cabinet. Like, you know, like in the kitchen. Yes. Like the. Yeah. I cannot. Yeah. Like, I bother my roommate. I love her so much, and I bother her. I roast her all the time, and we crack up about it because she'll be. I'll walk into the kitchen. And she'll have like a bunch of like so many people I know that like have done this, like because I've been at their house and they're cooking. And like it's like everything is open and I can't like I walk in and I'm like boom, 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 boom. For me, it's like Tetris. I'm like closing it.
Oh, Oscar's gone.
Oscar's had it with this.
Yeah, no.
He just closed the drawer on this conversation. He just left.
No, I think he was having some issues.
If someone's like in the middle of cooking and like fixing something, you're okay with the drawers open. But like, are you saying like
No, never. I don't ever want them
like,
open.
There's activity going on. And they're like, oh, I need this, this. And they're
not even in the kitchen. What does it matter?
I don't care. Why does the cabinet have to be open? I
need they're moving stuff around.
I know, but my brain knows that it's open. And it doesn't, like, it needs it to be closed. I don't know.
I get it.
I get it. It's like,
for me, it's kind of like, I say, I don't know. I don't want to, like, self-diagnose. Oscar's back. I don't want to self-diagnose, but, like, I feel like, it's a little bit of an OCD thing for me.
It's a form of OCD that you can't.
It's not in a bad way. And she knows because I'm like, we laugh about it because she'll be like, oh my God, I was telling them how like when I cook or whatever, like you're like, broom, broom, broom. But like, it's just like, yeah.
I want to throw this out. I want to ask the Oscar and Carlos about theirs. I just forgot totally. I used to do this as a kid, OCD stuff. I used to have to touch every corner I saw. I'm doing it right now and I don't want to bring this back into my life, and I would count any crosses I could see in the room, or like
crosses.
Count cross. Like okay, there's five in here.
Crosses.
Oh,
like if crucifixes, like three lines and two lines across. I would have to touch corners of books and furniture. I'm really glad.
Do you still do that?
No, I just but I forgot like stuff like that. Like, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bryce's thing about cabinets made me think of that, what I used to do as a kid.
I'm so obsessed. I don't know why. And I'll do it when I go to other people's homes too, which is like not okay. Like I literally, if I like show up to your house and I see that you have a cabinet open and I walk into the kitchen, I'll fucking shut that shit without asking you.
Well, claro, if it's not being used, it's open, close it. But if someone's cooking
I know, but
in the kitchen.
What do I think?
Well, this is
I
an
am?
Easy fix, like, Ryza. All you got to do is put the little springy on all the cabinet doors. That way they'll close by itself.
No, I need to hear the, so satisfying.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like we got some weird ones. Popping. Carlos, Oscar, come on.
Oscar, take it.
I know
away.
Oscar and Carlos have weird ones for
what?
Sure.
What?
Do I? Yeah. I don't. Weird habits that I have. I don't. Oh, Rice is looking at me like I'm cuckoo crazy. Do I have weird habits?
I don't know. I don't live with you.
I mean, I don't think they're weird because, like, I normalize any unusual behavior that I have.
That's a great way to answer. None of it is weird.
What a 2021 answer.
That's the weird habit.
I don't know.
Well, let's assume somebody was there, not normalizing it.
I used to have this. I used to have this weird. I think they're just. It's like a specific branch of OCD that I would. This happened like 10 years. A big chunk of my life was every time I would eat out somewhere, I would always order things. The first thing off the menu.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm incredibly indecisive. That's like one of my, it's a big issue that I have. Is that
not
like,
in
I
improv.
Just,
You're very like fourth grade. Right,
interesting. Interesting. Yeah. No,
that's
true.
A good point. I guess that's a good point. Huh. But for me, I think like if anyone's like, what do you want to do today? Where you want to eat? Like, I'm just not very helpful at all, which I guess is like a weird thing. It's not helpful. Mm. Like, don't ever be that person who's like, I don't know, especially because I'm not this way. Like, if you're like, oh, where do you want to eat? And you're like, I don't know. And then when you go somewhere, you're like mad. It's like, don't be that dick. Don't be that person. Yeah. But I truly don't care, you know, unless mm-hmm. it's a spicy food place because I don't like spicy foods.
Okay. Oscar, where do you want to go? I don't know. What's the first thing on the menu?
That's not spicy.
I mean, honestly,
what if
but
the first thing on the
do.
Menu is spicy? What do you do then?
Next. Okay, that's happened to me where I would always eat at this Mexican place, this like tiny little Mexican place in Bushwick in New York. And I would go there a lot after shows and I would eat everything in order. Like I would eat the first thing, second thing, third thing. Mm. And if it was something that, because I don't like cooked onions at all, I would still eat it because it was like a part of an OCD thing, you know?
Interesting.
So I think that is a weird habit that I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I think also now it's like rejiggered because I recently guested on our producer, Anita Flores's podcast. Mm. I'm listening. It's a Frasier podcast. Check it out.
Yes,
it's very fun.
Plug it, baby.
But I've never watched Frasier before. And part of that podcast is to watch a couple of episodes of Frasier. I don't like... I think I should have mentioned this on the podcast, but I don't like watching or like getting into things halfway through.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're
like, I have this weird completionist thing where I have to watch everything. So now I'm watching all of Frasier and it's a great, I'm having a blast on the journey.
Like, it's like, they're like farce plays.
They're fantastic.
25 minute farces.
I mean, I can go off. I truly can go off about Frasier because I just recently watched one of the gay episodes and the way that they showcase.
Which one?
It's called The Matchmaker. Tony,
yes.
Do you remember
yes.
that one?
I know. They're in a cabin and...
No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh.
It's when Frasier's new boss thinks Frasier's hitting on him.
Played by Patrick Stewart. No, that's another one.
That's another... Wait, what? I guess there's a lot of gay
Patrick Stewart plays a gay man.
Wow, okay.
And
Anita's
wants Frasier
telling
to be
us
his
that
boyfriend.
That specific episode, The Matchmaker won a GLAAD award, which I'm glad about because the way they portray... gayness, especially in the 90s, in the toxic ass 90s, is incredible. But anyway, listen to I'm Listening for your Frasier stuff. But
side note, yeah.
I cannot just like watch one or two episodes and then be done. I have to, same thing with books. I have to finish reading an entire book before I make up my mind.
Mm.
It haunts me to this day.
But
the only book that I never finished because I couldn't, because it was that bad, is Twilight.
Oh my really? God, finished all of them.
No,
rude.
It's literally garbage. Everything else I will watch, read, listen to any album I have to. I'm a completionist. I think that is my weird, annoying behavior.
So you say completionist, and my question is,
yeah,
if you start watching a show and it's not good,
I will
do
still
you
have
still
to watch it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very similar like with that. Mm-hmm. If it's like a 10, because there's a lot of like 10 episode. Like stuff like on Netflix and Hulu or whatever, like especially the streaming stuff, we get like the shorter ones. I will do it for that. And I recently found out, I don't know if this is like a new term or slang, but like people call that hate binging or binge.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Hate
yeah,
binging,
I've done
yeah.
that.
But no. then it's crazy because what I found out.
Hate watching a show when I hate watching a show.
Well, no. I'm going to tell you, no, Tony hasn't said anything but no this entire past minute.
I am just nodding my head. No, I could not be more different.
But
I'm like,
okay,
no.
So here's what's interesting that I need to like get it. I also want to always keep watching it just because I'm like, well, I'm already here. Like, I just need to find out. Like, I need to know, like, whatever, even though this is terrible acting, whatever, or whatever reason I don't like it. But the problem is when we finish them, we're giving these motherfuckers numbers and then they're getting season twos out of it or three and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
That is, and so like, that is why. I've been trying not to do that, but it's so hard. I feel you so much on this. Oscar.
Yeah, I just will avoid things that I know I won't watch. Like,
Emily
why bother?
Paris.
Why go? we'll never watch. I'm sorry to say, Sex and the City, most likely we'll never watch in
my
life.
Sorry to that show.
I'm sorry to that show. I don't know that show.
I don't remember.
It's just like, especially if something is long, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to watch all of this. And if it's not a fun little romp like Frasier, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, damn,
okay.
Damn.
Fair. Wow. Fair. All right. Carlitos.
Well, it's time for a cafecito break.
No. No. No.
Yeah. Right. No, we got so much time, baby.
They're not open yet.
I don't know about anything weird, but I think if I had one thing that categorically feels like the oddest is maybe, which I've mentioned before, is when I go to the bathroom, I have to have a towel over.
What?
You didn't know that?
Over you, what?
Okay, you've kind of touched. We've talked a lot about bathroom stuff.
Me when I'm sitting in the toilet, I need to have a towel over me. Otherwise, I feel weird.
Yeah, yeah. But like over your legs.
Over my legs.
Over your legs. Yeah, what? Exactly. You talked about
that. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm the one. So this whole episode.
Exactly.
The whole time we were like, I don't know if this is weird, but I do this thing. Then I finally say something. You go, you do what?
Okay, no, I remember. Oscar's question.
This is my answer. When you're like, what would you call strange? When we all react like this, exactly right, Carlos? Why? Was it for the cold? What happened to you? ¿Qué pasó?
He doesn't want to look at his.
Here's the thing. There's a perfectly good explanation. When I was growing up, I had two older sisters. We shared one bathroom. People came in and out. And since I was little, I would just got used to putting a towel over myself and over my lap.
To cover
and then it
everything.
Also functions like a little table. I don't know what to tell you, but I'd have no reason to do it. But I'm by myself now. I don't.
What are you putting on the table?
Books.
How long are you sitting there?
Laptop, books, food. No, I'm just kidding. But the point is that now that I never let go of that. And truly, if I'm at my house or I'm somewhere comfortable, if there's a towel, I'm going to put it on. Regardless of
so you still do it to this day.
I still do it to this day. It feels weird not to do that.
Can I mention another one that you have brought up? But
if
you don't like me saying it, we can edit it out. But you have spoken to all of us about this.
Which what is it?
That you have to be able to poop in front of your girl.
We talked about that.
Yeah, but like you like want it like immediately. Like you want that like hunger burn.
Rises you peeing, and we're gonna end this with my pooping.
I have a peeing one. I just remembered one.
But that is like a weird, like not in a bad, like I don't care, but like it is like it's not something of the norm. You get what I'm saying? Like it's not like it's like, which is like fine. Like I'm not judging it. I just think that's very interesting.
It's all about growing up with that. There was no hangups about it because I think being the youngest, I think that's why it was different for me because I feel like I got used to just like, it's an open door policy.
I'm the same. I had a big bass family and like the amount of time like somebody had to take a shower and get ready for, you know, whatever. And I had to pee. You would walk in and just like, you don't, you know, the shower curtain, you gotta do pee pee. There's only so many bathrooms. And if you gotta poop, they gotta figure it out and hold their nose, I guess. I don't know.
So I think it manifests now in that I'm not like actively searching to like, to stand in front, like just like Eskimo kiss somebody as they're pooping. But I feel like it has to do more with like the comfortability and which I've mentioned before. It's more of like the intimate act of being okay, just being yourself and the things that you do. There's no airs about it. There's something weird about me when I'm with someone that, whether it's family or close, or like a childhood friend, or a significant other, that these things should not be something. And we go back to the makeup thing, which has nothing to do with this episode. but again, callback. It's being able to just be and exist without being, you know, like, and be accepted for all those things that we do naturally. So I think that's where that kind of goes. It's not that I got, you're taking a shit, I got to sit next to you. It's just like, no, like it's more of like, it's such a non-issue that I don't care if we have a conversation with the door.
But to other people, it is.
But
that's
other
the thing.
People
that's why
might
I'm saying,
have
like,
a, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because like, it's not, yeah. Because like when you told it to me, I was like, whatever. But then like the boys were both like, Oscar and Tony were like, they gave that reaction kind of like, what? Sure. And I was like, I was very much like, yeah, no, that's not weird. Which is interesting how people, who like, who's to judge or who's to say what is a weird habit is kind of what I wanted to get at like, because like some people don't think these things are weird. Some people don't think it's weird that I want to have every cabinet door shut all the time. But
yeah, but maybe these house habits, maybe
most people do.
Maybe these house habits or these like at home habits that we have are kind of like informed by the way that we grew up.
For
so
sure.
If we had like a huge household, I think is going to be a different experience if you're an only child. I think I don't want to generalize, but it makes sense to me to think that how you kind of grow up and your you know,
yeah,
the way that
yeah.
you go about it, I think is definitely going to inform how you're going to be for the rest of your life.
For sure. That was a good way to say that.
Yeah, yeah, but like I said earlier, it's like, listen, it's your choice to normalize your weird ass self. So yeah. Every single person on this planet is fucking weird as hell, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody's right. normal. Nobody's doing anything normal. Just how us dare. On ourselves. Well, you know, it's true. And I think like your journey is to find other freaks like you that look at that mm. stuff and is either charmed by it or is unfazed by it, or they right. learn to love them.
At
and
the
then
very
call
least
them
unfazed,
quirks.
At the very best charmed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I don't want to forget this, but Tony, you mentioned something about peeing.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. A thing that I do.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
my God. You started. You got to say it now. Okay.
If I'm getting up in the middle of the night to pee.
You sit down.
I sit down so that I don't have to turn the light on.
That's great.
Huh?
Oh,
I'm a
why?
Penis haver, so I can.
So you just let your penis hang down low and like while you do pee? I don't know. I don't have a penis, yeah. so I don't know how it works.
Instead of aiming in the dark, you just sit down.
You just sit and it just. It's
well,
there.
Why could you just turn on the light then?
Yeah.
Because you don't want light to mess with your sleep.
Yeah. Oh, the light wakes about? You up. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I've bumped into a couple bathrooms for not wanting or stuff in bathroom for not wanting to turn
or
the light off.
Or peeing with the lid down and you don't really see it because it's too dark. And then you start to hear the weird, like, and it gets all over.
Sounds like Carlos has done that many times.
Sounds like something that happened maybe like a week ago.
Oh my God.
Listen. I've fallen into a couple toilets myself because what? the guys keep it up. Like they yeah. keep up the seat and then I go thinking, bueno, it's my toilet. I'm going to go sure. pee. And then it's up and I'm like, okay, great. Now I have to clean my whole butt.
You fell in?
Yeah.
She's that tiny. She could fall into the toilet.
I don't believe it.
Right. I'm so little. I'm so
I don't hungry. Believe it. What kind no, of toilets?
My, okay, sure. My butt gets like not like fully in, but it kind of gets
what?
Wet. Because I've fallen. Yes.
You know, leave it to Ryza to make this thing a brag.
How is it a brag?
Just the tip no. of your butt?
Listen. No, my ass goes no, in
bumpy,
the toilet, okay?
El bumpy, like maybe not all of it. Okay, look, my booty's big.
It just big doesn't seem congruous. If you say you have a big booty, how could it fall into the toilet?
That's because
okay, we got like, Sherlock what is that Santos thing over here.
What is that okay. thing on Back to the Future?
Okay, hold on. I wanna call out really
what
quick
is it
from
called?
The chat. I want no hold on. Anita.
Hold on, I gotta get this word out. It's a no, when if you see yourself in the past, like create a
time
something.
Time rift.
May, continue.
No.
Time flux
capacitor?
No, let's take more time and figure it out.
Okay, sorry.
The continuum, space time continuum, ripping the time hole.
Yeah.
Time
Wait,
hole.
Wait, Anita, you guys are saying that this is weird. And both Anita wrote, oh my gosh, Raisa, that has happened to me. Thank you. To be fair, Anita is, she is a very petite woman too. So maybe she did also fall into the toilet. But wait, Jordan also has said it has happened to her and weirdest feeling. And Jordan got a juicy booty like me. Right, Jordan? I haven't seen Anita's booty yet.
Wow, this episode is really one for the books, isn't it?
Listen, I gotta
poopy
give
my, poppy,
I gotta
poopy
give my,
booty.
I gotta give my girls a shout out because they gave me, they backed me up on this, okay?
Like, backed you up, that's right.
It is a thing.
They sure did. Wow, wow, wow.
Whatever. I will say, I bet we all have a bunch of other weirder shit that we don't think is whatever
it.
Weird. And
no more
people
share.
Be calling us out. I don't know.
We know better not to share that with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you're listening to this and you got some weird ass shit that you do, let us know.
Anonymously tell us.
Send us a DM on Instagram or let us know on Twitter because we would love to know what weird habits you might have that might, you know, we might click with. We might be like, oh yeah, I do that too. And I never thought that was weird.
Or if you have the same, anything similar to what we said too, that's kind of cool to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Support.
Anybody, any other, support any other cabinet drawer shutters up in the house, holler at your girl.
You know what my weird habit is?
What?
Truly, my weirdest habit is to take a cafecito break halfway through this process.
I'm weird.
That's crazy.
So how about we all take a little cafecito break right now?
Okay, yes. Can I have mine with tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Whoa! Oh my God! I could go off about that theme song. Ooh, I could just go off. Anyway, we'll take a cafecito break and we'll be right back. Bye!
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. You guys, our guest today is very, very, very mysterious right now. But I'm really excited for the show because I'm literally almost done with season two. And I'm just going to say it. We have from ¿Quién mató a Sara? Who killed Sarah? Alejandro Nones. Woo!
Hey! Hello, hello.
Alejandro. Hello, everybody. How's it going, man?
So excited to be here.
Thank you. No, so we have to mention to the listeners, Alejandro's literally right now on set filming season three, right? And you're doing this interview.
No, not season three. Oh, no, I'm shooting something else.
Listen, Alejandro is busy. Okay, he books. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah. Since January, I've been shooting this show.
Oh, what is the show called?
I can't talk much about it, but it's basically a particular person from Mexican history and Ooh. Mexican culture, more than
okay.
history.
Okay.
And it's from the 1910. And is I'm having fun playing with my gun and horses all the time and playing as a kid the cowboys but with all the toys, you know. Yes. todos los juguetes.
Sí. Speaking of, okay, so it sounds like this role also is a very physical role because you're talking about guns and stunts and you know, being on horses, which I mean, people think that horses is easy. Let me tell you, I sometimes cannot barely get on them. They're very difficult to just get on. So imagínate having to film a whole scene. I have been watching ¿Quién mató a Sara? And one of the first things that I thought about was like, oh my God, there's so much physical action in almost every character. Like, so many of you guys have so much physical work on that show. What did you do to prepare for that? And did you do any of your own stunts?
Yes. I try always to do everything. Sometimes the production doesn't let you because it's danger. And it's right. Ningún non-project is... Not any project is more important than your health and then security, for sure. But with Who Killed Sara, I did try to be working out a lot, and I was very tired every day after shooting, so tense all the time. And that energy for sure. And all talk with no air, you know, to say that in English, to be able to talk. So that's very, it needs a lot of energy. So I was very tired. My back was killing me after shooting. But at the end of the day, I love it. I love the character. I love the energy of the show. I knew I was shooting something important for myself. I knew the show was something that could be important. It's become like the show is a great success around the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never expected that. But mm-hmm. I knew it was something important for myself.
Oh, I love that.
What does that feel like to be part of this? Like, it's blowing up internationally in a way that like these streaming platforms allow global audiences to come to a show. What does it feel like?
I have to say, this is surreal to me. I've done things with a lot of success in other countries and other languages, but the fact that in one day, mm-hmm. with one click, uh-huh. you yeah. are in 190 something countries at the same time, it's amazing. And for sure, that changed a little bit the game as an actor, mm-hmm. because right now I'm having this interview with you. I had with the UK in the morning and Spain and India the other day. So this is totally unexpected to me. This is new to me. I always have interviews for Latin world and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I'm getting used to talk in interviews in English, no? but also I think that's because of the world is changing, and the industry of the entertainment is changing, and we Latins, we're more strong than ever everywhere in the world. Our voice is getting heard, and for sure the fact that the world is giving the opportunity to something that is not the usual, because a Mexican show, a Latin show, for sure, in the Spanish world, in the Spanish speaking world, of course, we have expectations in that world, but India, Germany, France, so the fact that they're open their life and all their houses to this shows from the Spanish world, I think mm-hmm. is amazing, and it's just the more of the work a lot of people have been doing for years, because it's not just because of Who Killed Sarah.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people who have worked to get to this point.
See, yeah.
That's amazing, man. So you, eres mexicano, sí?
I'm Venezuelan.
Chamo.
Oh, nice. Yes. Wait, so tell me, somos vecinos, because I'm Colombian. So tell me,
nice.
Where in Venezuela are you from? What was your journey like traveling? How did you get started in the industry?
Good. I was born in Caracas, Venezuela.
Okay.
I was born and raised there. I was there till I was 17, and then I went to Cuba to study music percussion.
That's where I'm from.
Wow!
Oh, nice. Wow. You were born there?
No, I was born in Miami. So technically yes, but technically no. Ya tú sabes. Los cubanos de Miami son cubanos casi cubiche de Cuba.
Yeah, totally. So I spent 2 years in Cuba studying percussion.
In La Habana?
Yeah.
In La Habana, yes.
Ah, okay.
And then I start to travel, modeling. And I don't know. I work in so many countries around the world. And then I decide to focus on acting and study acting and to save money to be able to study acting without being thinking about the rent or food or whatever, you know? So
yeah, mm-hmm. that's real.
I decided to make like a tour on the countries I have work in the past. And I started in Mexico. And I was in my model agency at that time. And I hear a call from a producer calling, asking for an actor for a small role in the movie. And I was there, and I said, yeah, me, tell them that I'm an actor, please. Yeah, we have an actor here, actually. So I went to audition, and to make a long story short, I got the main part of the main role of the movie.
Oh, wow. And
that changed my life a little bit. Well, a lot. Not a little bit, a lot. Because for that reason, Televisa called me, and they called me to work with me. And in my first meeting with Televisa, they asked me, like, okay, we heard the amazing things about you. Tell us about your story, your career as an actor. And I said, no, I'm not an actor. I'm trying to be an actor. I wanted to study to be an actor. And they say, okay, you want to study? There was a Friday. The guy picked up the phone, and on Monday I was studying in Televisa school for free for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Yeah. So they saw, like, the potential in you.
I don't know if they saw the potential.
No. They're like, mira, they said, okay, está lindo. They're all right. We got a model. He's got the face of a model. All we got to do is make sure that he can act. Okay.
It sounds better if you say, oh, they saw the potential. I don't know. I did the movie. So they said, okay, maybe we can use this guy in the future.
And
I
was,
love that.
And Televisa was my home and my family for more than 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you lived in Mexico for a long time while you were filming there, huh?
Well, I my career has been in Mexico 100%. But during all these years, I spent like 6 years living in New York, but working in Mexico. And six years in New York, I was having an apartment in Los Angeles too. So I was living Los Angeles, New York.
Tri-coastal. In vez de bi-coastal, tri-coastal because you had three.
Yes, totally.
And the Gulf of Mexico.
Totally.
And the Gulf of Mexico.
Where'd you live in New York? Oscar and I used to live there.
I used to live in Tribeca. Broadway and Church.
Me?
Okay, what? That's a nice location.
That's doing it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that was a dream location, to be honest. I was very lucky.
Oh, nice. So,
and where's home for you now?
Yeah.
I have to say Mexico City because I've been working here nonstop for the last 3 years or four. I don't know. I think... Yes, like 4 years. And this is home right now for me.
Hell yeah. So I wanted to ask for in the show Who Killed Sarah, there are so many twists. Like every episode, te lo juro that I'm like, yo lo estoy mirando por la noche. And I'm like, sometimes, number one, I get scared because I'm like, this is too much. And I have to like pause it and watch some comedy. And then I go back because I'm like,
she texts us while she's watching.
So as I watch, I remember when I first started watching, I mean, the first episode, but like now in season two, it's like again, every single episode, like I texted them the other night. I was like, there's like 50 different things that just happened today. And like, I don't like, it was just like, I can't, I'm so anxious. I have one, I need to talk about it. It was like 2 a.m. and they're all asleep. What I was going to ask you is when you as the actor get the script, I don't know how it works because every show is different. Do you guys know from the beginning all these things o te lo están diciendo poco a poco?
No, I knew everything. I read the scripts I knew exactly what is going to happen with my character and with the other characters and with the story.
Oh, wow.
And I never have done the other way, I have to say. Mm. But I don't know. Maybe it will be nice and different. Yeah. But I like to know because then your decisions as an actor are more clear, more... and you can... Maybe based on your decisions, develop something more clear during the process of the character.
Yeah, yeah. That's so funny that you say that, because I feel like I can see that while I'm watching it, like with your characters. But like, I want Rodolfo to just like find love and just like.
Oh, no. Poor Rodolfo. He makes me suffer so much. I wanted to clap him.
Yeah, every night it's like, I'm just like, you must go get off set and just be like, coño, as you're like driving.
No. I want to punch him in the face sometimes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony.
Without any spoilers, now I have some fan questions. Okay. Now I know you cannot tell us que mató a Sara, but
can you?
Yeah, can you?
Pero can you?
You can't. Wait.
But like, what? You could if you want. Like, you could. Can. Could.
Is this an exclusive?
Just because of you, Tony, I'm gonna tell you. But
okay.
A Sara, okay. A Sara la mató.
Ah! Oh my God!
Y'all heard that, right? Y'all
heard
that. I knew it. Mira que yo sabía from episode one. Oh my gosh! No! Oh my God! Go ahead, Tony.
When are we gonna know? Besides you telling us just now, because we can't say anything now, right? We signed NDAs before even having you on.
Yeah, of course.
When can people expect to know without asking?
I think the clues are there.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay.
It's always that way, ¿verdad?
You're going to have to rewatch the entire show and really move.
You'll figure it out.
I think I'm going to have to just set up a room like Alex in my wall. If I'm like a detective as well, because that's how it makes me feel while I'm watching it.
That's one of the reasons because of the show is that it's that huge in the world, because as an audience, you get a little bit too obsessed with the idea. I think it's brilliant that the writer, the Chascas Valenzuela, put the name "Who killed Sara?" and the questions everybody's asking around the world is "Who killed Sara?" Mm-hmm. I think that's great, and the way the story make you as an audience, as a spectator, getting involved, like you're like, no, this guy, that guy, no, don't go there, things like that. I think that's amazing.
100%. Y mira que my roommate, her name is Sara, and it's been really hot in LA lately, so I've been putting my AC, and since the AC's on, I have to put the TV on louder. So I was like, hoy yo le estaba diciendo que te iba a estar haciendo la entrevista contigo, and I was like, do you hear like your name being like yelled a lot at night? Because it's not me, it's a TV. And she started cracking up because she was like, a little bit. But it's like, it's so funny because, you know, it's like, it's definitely like, there's so much going on, and it's very intense. And, you know, I definitely agree. Like, that's definitely part of the reason, like, I feel like why so many people are hooked, because every single episode, you're like excited to watch the next one.
That's the word. That's the right word. Hooked. It's like a drug. People is like, I want more. Like, give me more. And the fact that we could make first season and then second season right away, and the audience didn't have to spend like a year or a year and a half or two to wait for the next one, I think that was something very nice.
Definitely, yeah. The momentum was really good when it came to the release of the second season, too.
Totally,
and also, like you said, Alejandro, like, the name of the show proposes a question, and as a viewer, what you want to do is you want to answer that question right away.
Of course.
You want to be the first one to answer that question. You know? So you have to sift through all the clues and figure out what's going on. Yeah. Very smart. Very smart.
This reminds me of Twin Peaks. Like the first, slogan was "Who killed Laura Palmer?" Right? And they famously revealed it in the second season. And then the show,
mystery was solved. And that was
exactly.
I think that's one of the reasons it's not that clear. And also because I think thrillers are like that, you know, things are like not that clear. And that's how you get like trying to get him to know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And if you realize very easy who killed Sarah, then
yeah,
I don't know. It might lose the importance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thanks for ruining for it for by telling us.
Oh, now we know all the tea. But yeah, no, you are right. And also, like, you know, I will say the writing is so clever as well, because they do, like, you know, like a character like yours can be hated both seasons, right? But they do write something. They write things that make me like feel for Rodolfo and like, you know, like care for him. Like right. at one point, and you know, and it's really because even like the like evilest characters, you get to see inside of their world and why they became like this. And I really love that, because I hate when I watch a show and the villain is just a villain. And I'm like, but yeah, I'm like, tell me, you know,
this is what is happening with the stories right now. I think good writers or good stories are not based in who's the bad guy and who's the good guy.
Mm. Yeah,
because if you analyze a little bit, the greatest shows in the world the last few years, the characters, for example, I don't know, Game of Thrones, the characters are not the good one or the bad one. Mm-hmm. They play in different episodes or different seasons or different moments, the good role, the bad role, and it was not just like that. They were being humans. We act different in different situations of life, and that's it. And I think that's something very important right now, to get connected to what is happening at the other side with the people, with the audience, because you feel humans.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're saying right now. You don't like just the bad guy to be the bad guy because then you don't empathize. I don't know. It's almost the same.
Exactly. Empatizar. No, that's
the word, with that person.
Yeah, exacto. And so, okay, look, I know we talked a lot about Sarah and, you know, the killings and everything, but I want to know more stuff about Alejandro, like more fun stuff. Now we're okay. The pandemic is like slowly like opening up the world again. It's been a crazy fucking year. Like, and you've been filming and working and all your things. What are things that you're excited about doing that has, no tiene nada que ver with career stuff? Just like Alejandro chilling out or having fun.
Okay. Okay. I love food.
Okay. You had the biggest smile. I'm like, he was like, I know what I'm going to answer. I love food. Yes.
Okay.
Latino who food. Likes to eat.
Okay.
That's weird. That's weird. And a Latino who likes, Latinos love to eat and love to talk about food.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
True. So yes, I love to always being discovering things in terms of food, the culinary world I love. And I love to travel. And I love to travel based on food. So I'm always traveling and trying to... I'm very curious guy. And I always trying to discover new things and to impress myself with new worlds and new points of views. And I also love my house. I love my bed. I love spend time in bed and watch a show, a series, or a movie. I love my family. I love to spend time with my family, with my friends. I try that my life, my personal life, my intimacy, to make it more as a normal person, like I want simple things. I love the simple things. I love the simple moments of life. Like, just, I don't know, have a beer with your friend and talk about relationships or about the world or whatever. You know, I think that has more value than, I don't know, than play the bullshit game of pretending something.
Yeah. Oh, I love that answer. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Cause like, you're right. Like, I love that you said just having a beer with a friend. Cause that is something that, like, you know, you're working so much and, you know,
you're sit down here because my back is killing me.
Okay. You can also do because push-ups, of the position. Burpees.
Now I am more comfortable.
Mira. But yeah, no, like what you're saying, like grabbing a beer, like, you know, a lot of people forget about those like simple things when, you know, you're blow up, you're on this show and you become so famous, but like, it's really cool to like hear that, you know, you do.
No,
like,
and you think, and this is not something that I learned and because of COVID, but for sure I make it more like a statement for my life that we have to create more simple moments, but the ones we, at the end of the day, are they going to keep forever? Like just be able to spend a weekend in the beach with your friends or with your family, or that conversation with your best friend, that beer with your friends. You give more value to other things because they're not easy to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for sure, what matters in life are the simple ones. That's what I think.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes, we have to build simple moments. I want that framed.
Yes.
In my living room.
On a t-shirt.
You know what I mean? That was beautiful. Frame.
Sometimes we work so hard to get a watch, to get this shoes, or I want to buy that car. And what if you just buy a little house somewhere or a little apartment in that beach that you are going to be able to buy your friends or your family? Like, yeah, come. I'm going to spend 1 month here, guys. Come whenever you want. So you make it easier for that people that you love to have those amazing moments together.
Mm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you said a lot of beach stuff and I love the beach. So when you have a party in LA, you're inviting me. I'll send my people's info. a Miami girl that loves the beach? Crazy. Tenemos preguntas that we posted for your fans to submit some questions. So we have some questions before we go that we want to ask you. I'll start. The first question that came out a lot, and this usually happens this is the one that always happens all the time because everybody's so nosy. They want all the deets on our guests. So, Alejandro, single?
Are you single?
Not single. Ready to be single?
He knew.
Are you on Ryan?
He knows who wants to say a Sara, and he knows that this question.
I know. He was like, so humble. Am I single?
I'm single. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes. I had a girlfriend before the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I broke up like, I don't know, 2 months before the quarantine and all that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And then I've been working like crazy. So yeah, I'm single.
Okay.
And you're going to introduce me to a friend or what?
Yeah. Let me know. We got Cubanas, we got Puerto Ricanas, Colombianas, Mexicanas. I got you.
Amazing.
They're like comedians, actress, everything. Engineer, you name it. No. Okay. All right, boys, do you have any fan questions?
I have a question from a fan. They said, you enjoy traveling. What's your favorite place that you've ever been to?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Pues La Habana. It's very simple. Right? Like,
yeah, coming from the two Cubano.
Cuba.
I have to say, my experience with New York was not at all connected to a tourist experience, you know? It was more like a local experience, but I was in a very special position because I was not working like crazy, like everybody, to be able to eat and to leave. So I had the time and the stability to go deep inside the city. I know the best, the worst, the underground, the with the glamour thing, and I think to me, I always think that I was born in Caracas, but I was made in New York.
Yeah.
Because everything got into the right, everything
it was
in the
magic.
Right position. Yeah. Everything
clicked.
Click. Yes. Mm-hmm. For me over there.
Wow.
I'm the person who I am, and I'm the human I am a lot because of New York City.
Mm-hmm. I love New York. I just couldn't live there. It's too cold in the winter. Yeah. I'm like, that winter me tiene que, I'm like, no, bye.
Yeah,
I understand, but it has...
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. And the fashion is so fun, but then you have to take off so many coats when you go to dinner. At least I do. I'm like, because I'm always cold.
Enough about me being cold. Latin women are always cold.
Yes. We're hot, but we're like cold.
No. They're feeling like they're on the beach and like... I'm freezing. Like, really?
Yeah. Really? No, truly. Tony, your fan question.
You answered it. You guessed it. It was about your dating life.
Oh, okay. All right.
And also, like, just fan
love. Which one?
Love.
Which one?
About are you question? Single? You can answer.
Yes, I'm single.
Yes. No, yeah.
Alejandro, every fan wanted to know if you were single.
We love you. Are you single?
I'm single.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, one more time. Let me make it very fucking clear. Okay. I have another question that they submitted. It says, what is an exercise that you hate to do?
I almost don't hate anything.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your favorite? For example, I do a lot of, I like exercise like a lot, right? But like, I suck at yoga. So I feel like I hate yoga because I suck at it. But that's like me. So is there anything like that or no?
Well, I have to say you think you suck at yoga because you don't play, you don't do it. But if you do it, you're going to get better. So if you preset your mind and say, I hate this, but you're not trying it. How do you know?
Fair.
Spoken like a true yogi.
Okay, fine. We'll do the party at the beach and I'll have to do a yoga class while I'm there.
Yeah. And then after the third one, you're not going to hate it. You're just going to say, this is very hard.
It's so
but
hard.
I can do it and maybe I might get better if I want, but I don't want.
What about a favorite one? How about that? I'm going to flip it for the fan question. And what's your favorite exercise to do? Especially when you're on set, because it's kind of like, I know like schedules are crazy, no?
I work out with a trainer.
Okay.
On a video call. Hmm. And it's very quick. I don't stop. It's like 15 minutes, not nonstop, functional. So I can do it anywhere.
Mm.
And I love it because... the moment you're like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore, boom, you're done.
Oh, yeah. The feeling is so good at the end.
And that's better than not do anything.
Exactly. Yes, I agree. I agree.
And but I love, I'm not a big fan of gyms.
Oh, inside? Like the inside ones?
Yeah, I don't love to go to the gym.
Me neither.
I understand that sometimes it helps to feel that you're part of something and that you have friends and you say hi to this guy and then the other one. And then, and I understand every human needs to be part of something, and unconscious, a gym helps a lot for that.
Yeah.
But I prefer, running or, when I used to live in Los Angeles, I used to go to the Santa Monica stairs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, to me, way better than go to the gym.
Hell yeah, I agree.
Use your environment as the gym.
I love that. Yeah. Dale, pues. Well, Alejandro, we know that you have to go because you got to go run back on set and get on horses and do other wild things for your role. So we want to say thank you again so much. Look, he's putting on his hat. We want to say thank you so much again for having us. Can you tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can see more pictures of you with hats?
Where they could slide into your DM.
Thank you so much, guys, for the interview. It was very... nice, and I had a great time. Thank you for the interview. thank you to all the people who have watched Who Killed Sarah and who got connected with this amazing story and amazing show. And thank you for making it huge in the world. And to everybody, love and thank you guys. Hope to see you guys soon. I hope the next interview, maybe we could make it in person. Yeah.
Yes.
And what
in
is
a
your
beach somewhere?
Yeah. Oh my God. Beach. In the beach, doing yoga, drinking
our
something.
Beach yoga show. Yep.
Our beach yoga show con Alejandro.
No, yes.
And what's your Instagram handle so everybody could follow you?
Yes. Ale Nones, A-L-E-N-O-N-E-S.
Perfecto.
Ale Nones. Hotmail. No, that's my email.
Your Hotmail? Okay. Mystery Man at Hotmail.
MysteryMan@hotmail.com. Dale pues. Well, everybody, make sure you guys follow Alejandro. We're also going to tag him on the episode. You could follow us at Spanish Aquí Presents on IG and Spanish Aquí on Twitter. You could follow me at Raisa Licea on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow Carlos at, of course, it's Carlos on Instagram. And you can follow me at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at MadeInNewYorkBaby.com. I'm at the Tony Rodrigue. No one's ever going to find me because I always do a dumb handle.
Dale, pues.
Alejandro, thank you so much for being our guest. You are,
my
you
pleasure,
got such
guys.
Some of the best lovely. Vibes ever. Congrats on everything. And hopefully we'll see you in person one of these days.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Thank you so much.
Spanish Aquí Presents is an Earwolf production executive produced by me, Raisa, Tony, Carlos, and Oscar. It's engineered by Jordan Duffy and produced by Anita Flores.
You can follow us on social media on Instagram at Spanish Aquí Presents and Spanish Aquí on Twitter.
Find our latest merch at potswag.com and especially look out for the Spanish Aquí Presents enamel pin set featuring all of our beautiful faces.
Yeah, and help us get the word out by telling a friend about the show today.
Make sure to rate and review Spanish Aquí Presents and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
Want more Spanish Aquí Presents? Find our full archive and ad-free episodes on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code SAP for a 1-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.